Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
On any given day, Indiana University's Dunn Meadow can play host to Frisbee games, study sessions, and maybe some live music. But next Wednesday, it'll be taken over by local foodies.
And also you've got the bus stop there, so you've got like a ready-made potential luring pool, you know, with smells and sounds and what's going on over there. Oh, maybe I'll take my next bus, blah, blah, blah. Whereas over here,
Big Red Eats Green will give students a snapshot of what Bloomington's local food scene is all about.
And I think you get more student pastor here from the Union and 7.
Sarah Menard is a student intern with IU's Office of Sustainability, and her responsibility has been to organize the event. 13 local restaurants will sell tastes of their food, and area farmers will have some vegetables for sale at a mini farmers market.
The intention is really to make this an educational space for the students, and in a way that's easy to digest, you know, the pun totally intended, that you can come in sort of in a quick snapshot while you're enjoying something tasty, look around, and at least in that freshman year experience or that sophomore year experience, acknowledge that these groups exist in your community. And if you have an interest or hankering, that you can find them readily.
A primary argument against the local food movement is that it is prohibitively expensive, a point that could be especially relevant to college students. According to the co-chair of the IU Office of Sustainability's Food Working Group, Christine Barber, this is indeed an expensive way to eat.
Especially if you belong to a culture that says, let's spend as little on our food as we can. Cheap food is good. If that's the way you think about food, then yeah, it is undoubtedly more expensive. I think two things about that. One, I think it wouldn't be stupid for us to get used to spending a little bit more on more healthful food. That would actually save us money in the long run. Two, I think the more people eat local sustainable food, the more demand there will be, the more production there will be, the cost will come down. So, I mean, you're absolutely right, but it has to start somewhere.
Menard's argument is that dollar value is an arbitrary way to determine cost and value.
You know, what is the cost or value of supporting somebody's business in your own community if it means that their tax dollars are reincorporated into your tax base? And as a student, more money is afforded to you or you get new computer. You know,
they both say it's especially important to attract first and second year students to introduce them to local food options early on in their time in Bloomington. Menard remembers her first year of college in Madison, Wisconsin.
I lived in like a 3-block radius for about the first 6 months because everything was so overwhelming. Everything was new. I was living on my own. I was responsible for my own laundry. I had all these new people to meet, you know, and it took me forever to find the local coffee shop or to find the quirky little taco shop downtown. And I think if I had had sort of a one-stop shop experience where I could have taken away a coupon for that business and familiarized myself with minimally the name of it, that would have changed my eating outlook for that school year when I ate off campus and for the following and subsequent years. If it means 20 students go to the farmers market that 6 months earlier than they would have, I consider that a total success. Because maybe they bring friends. Maybe they talk about it on Facebook. Maybe they tweet live from the farmers market. You never know. You know, you get one person introduced to something, then they introduce, and then they introduce, and then they introduce. It's sort of like a pyramid scheme in a way. I know, that's deep.
Big Red Eats Green is sponsored by the Indiana Memorial Union, the IU Office of Sustainability, and Slow Food Bloomington. It takes place on Wednesday, September 14th from 3 to 6 p.m. in Dunn Meadow on the corner of 7th and Indiana. All are welcome to attend. Learn more on our website, eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com, online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.